I'd like to invite you to a test of the MS-108ZR in-box roller shutter controller module based on Zigbee wireless communication with additional RF support. Here I will present its pairing with Home Assistant via Zigbee 2 MQTT, check what its integration with HA offers, and show its interior. All this we get for only £50. Is it worth it? The device works with loads up to 300W, while for resistive loads, the maximum current recommended by the manufacturer is 2 amps. This is sufficient in itself for most roller shutters. The connection diagram is in the manual, and in principle, also on the device itself. The device supports two buttons as standard, up and down, but this is not the only way to control. Instruction for push-button control. The controller allows simple manual control. Briefly pressing the button starts the opening or closing of the roller shutter. Holding the button down moves the roller shutter in a given direction for as long as the button is held down. Instruction for pairing RF remote control. The controller allows pairing with standard 433 MHz RF remote controls. Multiple codes and remotes can be paired. The procedure for learning the code depends on the operation to be performed. Resetting remotes. Press reset button 10 times. After a while, all remotes will be deleted from the memory. Pairing the opening command. Press reset button 5 times. After 2 seconds when the red LED starts flashing, press the open button on the remote control. Pairing the close command. Press reset button 6 times. After 2 seconds, press shutdown button on remote control. Pairing the stop command. Press reset button 7 times. After 2 seconds, press the stop button on the remote control. Compatible with Home Assistant. The controller can be paired with Home Assistant via Zigbee. All you need is to have Zigbee 2 MQTT integration and a suitable Zigbee dongle. I'm using a CC2531 and have everything already configured. All you have to do is put the device into pairing mode. You have to press the button longer. You will immediately hear a sound. In Zigbee 2 MQTT, you just have to make sure that you allow new devices to join. There are no other problems. No need to change the firmware. HA correctly recognizes the device as type TS-130F, model MS-108ZR. The equipment operates in router mode, so it extends the range of the Zigbee network. The device offers full control over the roller shutter. We have the possibility to perform predefined operations of opening, closing, and stopping, and we can set its any position with the slider. In addition, we also read out its status and can reverse the direction of the motor so that the wires do not have to be swapped places if necessary. In the options, we have additional settings, such as reversing the percentage position. Device status is also available as JSON. This will be useful for advanced users. Interior of MS-108ZR. This is not necessary for anything, but for the sake of principle, it is worth looking inside. Undermine the housing. Inside are two JQC12FF005H 5-volt DC relays. This 5-volt is supplied by a non-isolated DC down converter. The whole thing is assembled sandwiched. You can also see the RF module with antenna from above. Most of the components, apart from coils, capacitors, buzzer, are surface-mounted. The inverter is based on the BP2525 chip, a classic in this type of application. It is this that provides 5 volts for the relays. Then separately there is a 3.3-volt LDO supplying the Zigbee and RF module. The U4 circuit is not signed. I suspect maybe it's a controller for the relays. Maybe it's the one that makes sure we don't close both at once. Anyone have any ideas what the U4 is? On Wi-Fi gadgets like this, this protection is only in the firmware. The Zigbee module is hidden, but it's probably a ZTU from Tuya. The RF module has only one of the two chips signed, 012-2401-JCM631. I also see a 13.52 MHz quartz oscillator. You can see here a really interesting design based on three boards. There is only a fuse resistor at the inverter input, no varistor. So much for the inside of this.